and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer.
Amen.
When I was a little girl, I was deathly afraid of quicksand. Did anybody else have this fear? Right? Okay. So I started wondering, because my kids, I don't think they even really think about quicksand, but I was convinced I'd go around a corner someday and there'd be a big pit of quicksand. And I started realizing that when I was a kid, there were all these adventure movies, and somebody was always trapped in quicksand. And so I was convinced that would be me, and I was so scared of being stuck, right? Not being able to get out. Now, I'll let you know, I did some research, and as it turns out, quicksand is not as much of a big deal as we all think. If you get in it, it's actually not so terrible to get out. If you want to find out, you can go on Google, and they'll tell you how to get out of quicksand. So it's not such a big deal. But I do know there are still things in all of our lives that we are afraid of, and things that make us feel stuck, and things that make us feel like we are getting pulled down, things we feel like we cannot get out of or don't know how we will get out of them. In Romans today, Paul writes about this as sin. Sin is something that holds us back. Now, we might not think about that really, because maybe we think about sin as, oh, you know, the things we check off that we did wrong, maybe, and we just get rid of them. But when Paul talks about sin, he talks about it as a much broader thing. He talks about it as all those ways we are separated from God. So when we stop believing that life is greater than death, when we feel like we can't see a way forward, when we disrespect our own value or the value of others, this is sin. And then it becomes a little more easier to see how we get stuck in that, right? How we stop believing in the love and grace of God. Because that is Paul's answer to all of it. Grace. He says the sin may abound. There will be sin. But grace is bigger. Life is bigger. Love is bigger. And he says this over and over. But it can feel weird to live that way sometimes. I was in a conversation with a woman last week, and she said to me, oh, it's been such a strange week. In the beginning of the week, one of her cousins died who lived far away, and she was very sad because she was unable to get to the funeral. And then in that same week, a neighbor of hers, it had been a neighbor, but the woman had moved, was murdered by someone that she was renting to. She had a rental apartment, and the phrase, which I will not utter the expletive. Instead, I would say, stuff happens, right? And people love to say that when bad things are happening, stuff happens. And I loved my grace happens, right? So I went online because I thought, oh, I can't find my bumper sticker. I'm going to try to find another one. And when I went on, there was one, you know, in the Google search, there was one at the top that said grace happens. And then it was entry after entry after entry after entry of stuff happens, right? And so I scrolled through like three or four pages, and it was all stuff. There was no more grace. And I thought, this is what it's about, right? This is what our world does. The stuff sells, right? The stuff we talk about. But in the midst of that is grace. And the grace is just as real as all of that other stuff. And the promise of new life is just as big and bigger than any stuff that the world can throw at us. Yes, stuff happens. And it will happen to you. Death, sickness, bad luck, scary transitions. But in the midst of all of that stuff, and in the midst of our own sin, is grace. And it is a grace bigger than anything we could know or imagine. It is a grace bigger than any stuff the world brings our way. So whatever stuff you may feel stuck in, know God is there. You do not walk alone, and you have been promised new life. You are not stuck at all. God has given you all the grace that you need, and that is what you need to hold on to. Now,
I had lost my grace happens thing, right?
So I had these little tiles. I thought, I'm going to make myself a grace happens magnet so I can look at it since I couldn't find my rubber sticker. So I did. See, grace happens. You can't read it from where you are probably. But I thought maybe some of you need to remember that too. So there's a lot of people in here. We can't all do it at once. But if you have the chance during one of the hymns or after communion, I invite you, there's a table over here, and there are tiles, and then on the side there are little magnets. You can put them on the back if you have them. I know a lot of people now have fridges that nothing sticks to. But if you have a fridge it'll stick to, or something else, you're welcome to put a magnet on it. You can write Grace Happens. You can write whatever else it is that you need to know or believe on this day and at this time. But something that will remind you that love is bigger, that hope is stronger, and that grace is ever present. They're there. Like I said, you can do it now, you can do it later, you can even do it after church, but if you feel so moved, they're over there.